USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
President Donald Trump has relieved the head of the Department of Homeland Security's cybersecurity unit of his duties. Trump tweeted Tuesday that he had terminated Chris Krebs for what he called a highly inaccurate statement about the 2020 presidential election's security. Krebs was the head of the DHS's Cybersecurity and Infrastructure Security Agency, the group charged with protecting America's elections from cyber attacks and interference. According to multiple reports, President Trump looked into a strike on Iran last week. Lance Pry has more from the USA Radio News West Coast Bureau.
President Trump asked for options on attacking Iran's main nuclear site last week, but ultimately decided against the strike, a U.S. official said on Monday. Trump made the request during a meeting on Thursday with his top national security aides. The official confirmed the accounts of the meeting in the New York Times, which reported that the advisors persuaded Trump not to go ahead with the strike because of the risk of a broader conflict.
This is USA Radio News.
When thinking about life insurance, my accident reinforced you never know what tomorrow might bring. That's why I reached out to AccuQuote. AccuQuote helps people find a life insurance policy that meets their needs. Since 1986, they've helped millions of folks save up to 60% on their life insurance by comparing the rates and features of dozens of top-rated life insurance products. A healthy 50-year-old non-smoker can buy $500,000 of 10-year level term for less than $45 a month. A 60-year-old under $120 a month. Longer or permanent terms are available. Even if you already own life insurance, you really need to check out my friends at AccuQuote. Don't worry about health issues. Remember, they help me. As a pastor, I'm concerned about your soul and helping you to make sure your family is taken care of. Life insurance is more affordable now than ever, so don't make them wish you'd made that call. 877-437-4781. Call now, 877-437-4781. 877-437-4781.
Each policy points and availability vary by state.
The CEOs of Facebook and Twitter faced a grilling Tuesday from the Senate Judiciary Committee. They were called to testify on the policies their companies use for moderating content. The hearing was sparked by Twitter's refusal to allow a New York Post story about Hunter Biden to be shared. Senator Josh Hawley had a line of questioning for Facebook CEO Mark Zuckerberg about coordination between Facebook, Twitter, and Google on what they will and will not censor. The Missouri Republican tells Fox News that what he heard at Tuesday's hearing could rise to antitrust activities.
Mark Zuckerberg admitted to me under oath that, yeah, actually, Facebook censorship teams do talk to Google and Twitter. And he hastened to add, but we make our own decisions. But he admitted that, yeah, actually, they are in coordination. And the whistleblower revealed to me that, in fact, they coordinate very, very closely. I think this warrants antitrust scrutiny. And tell you what, it warrants further action by Congress. Congress is going to have to get off its backside and do something here, or these corporations are going to run America.
This is USA Radio News.
You've heard me talking about MyPillow for 3 years. Folks, it's the truth. I get the best sleep of my life with a MyPillow. You can do it, too. 60-day money-back guarantee, 10-year warranty, made in the USA. You'll sleep well or you'll get your money back. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special, use my promo code USA, get two MyPillow premium pillows for the price of one, or call 1-800-951-8175. Get the best sleep of your life and do it now.
One transportation company is giving back to its employees that have kept America rolling through the pandemic. Tim Berg has more from the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau.
Union Pacific Railroad is planning on giving roughly 31,000 of its employees a $1,000 bonus next month. The Omaha, Nebraska-based railroad saying on Tuesday the bonuses will cost the company around $37 million. Railroad officials saying all employees who have worked at least 30 days during the pandemic will receive bonuses for helping keep the railroad moving during the virus outbreak. The railroad saying shipping volume is up about 3% in the fourth quarter as it continues to handle a large number of containers of imported goods because consumer demand remains strong. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
The NFL announced plans Tuesday to hold a virtual Pro Bowl in January. The All-Star Game was originally scheduled to take place in Las Vegas the week before the Super Bowl, but last month the league canceled those plans that will now be replaced with a virtual game. The players selected for the league's All-Star Game will instead compete on the Madden 21 gridiron. The NFL says it's working with ESPN and ABC to ensure that competition is broadcast. And Iowa Senator Chuck Grassley is the latest lawmaker to have tested positive for coronavirus. At 87 years old, Grassley is considered high risk for COVID-19. Grassley is the president pro tempore of the Senate and oversaw votes on Monday. He tweeted Tuesday that he feels fine and is currently quarantining at home. For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.